Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Our friends at the Lutheran Witness have updates from an LCMS summit with our partner churches. We're going to hand the mic over to the Reverend Roy Askins.
Greetings. I'm Roy Askins, executive editor of the Lutheran Witness, and I'm here in Wittenberg at the International Church Relations Conference, which we call the ICRC. And this conference brings together LCMS folks with representatives from around 40 international partner church bodies to study and learn how we can best support and encourage one another. Today, I have with me a wonderful guest, President Lanterna, right?
Yes.
Can you say it for me so I get it correct?
Lanterna.
Lanterna, from the Confessional Lutheran Church of Chile. Can you? How are you doing today, President Lanterna?
Very fine. Very happy to be here with you, and thank you to give this opportunity to us.
Thank you for joining us. Let's just dive right on in. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the Confessional Lutheran Church in Chile? Who were the missionaries? How was it founded? You know, when was it founded? Those kind of details like that.
So it was a lot of years ago, 70 years ago, with their radio programs. Lutheran Hour program arrived to Chile, and a monk of the Catholic Church listened that. And after that, he was our first member in the church. The Lutheran Church of Argentina sent missionaries there. And this was our first pastor too, a long time ago. So it started with the radio program.
That's incredible. The Lutheran Hour Ministries. That's really wonderful. Tell me a little bit about how the church started. You mentioned from, was it 54 to 2004, there were two congregations, right?
Yes, because we work a lot in school. So it passed a long time that the church started to grow in the country. They focus on school administration maybe, and they have a lot of problems to fix that. So 20 years ago, maybe, we start to put new missions in the country, and we have now 8 pastors there, so they are working. They come from different parts of the world, maybe Venezuela, Bolivia, Chile, Argentina, so mm-hmm. We have a lot of missionaries there.
How many congregations do you have now?
Eight church, but a lot of other place when we preach.
So preaching stations, we might call them preaching stations.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you got 8 churches, many other preaching stations. How many pastors, people?
8 pastors, and then, I don't know how to say it in English, 250 people?
250, okay. Yes, yes, wonderful. You mentioned, so you had the opportunity to present to the gathered guests here about your church, and you mentioned in this presentation a Spanish hymnal. This is really important for your church body. Can you kind of help our people understand why the Spanish hymnal is so important and kind of the work that went into it?
So the Lutheran Church of Chile started to work on there. They work a lot of years, more than 10 years working mm-hmm. on that. So it started in our church, and after that, we start to work with other church from Argentina, Paraguay. And after that, we work with all the churches in our regions, in Latin America, Spain, and it was bigger than in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So now we have one hymnal for all the churches in this area. It's a very important work of the church that we offer to the church in Spanish mm-hmm. because it's not like a translation of other hymnals, because we produce a lot of hymns too, and we put in the new hymnal. So it's very important for us to have this hymnal. It's better than we have in Spanish mm. because the other hymnal have some problems, theological problems. They have a lot of Baptist hymns. So we checked that and we fixed that, but we produce a lot of new hymns to put in this hymnal.
Can you tell us what is one of your favorite of the new hymns that are made that were written just in Spanish?
What's yes, one of your favorites? It's a hymn called "Bautizado en Cristo Soy." It is about baptism. Mm-hmm. So this is the best for me.
Yeah,
and we have a lot of new hymns, new traduction hymns from Luther and Gerhard. And mm-hmm. another. And we have another hymn very important for us from Roberto Weber. He's an excellent man and pastor that work on that.
That's wonderful. So you have the Spanish hymnal. You also mentioned in your presentation that you're having some government problems with your school. So first, let's talk about the school. Tell me about the school. It's a large school.
It's a big school, 1200.
So 1,200 students?
1200.
1,200. Yes.
So we have problems with the government because they want to take our property. Mm-hmm. So they are trying to buy the property to a different place and to take the school. They say you can open a new school, but it's very difficult if they take all the resources of the school and the infrastructure of the school. So we are working on that. The plan is to put more pastors in the school. Mm-hmm. We have 2 chaplains. We want to put more chaplains. So if the government take the school, we will work on there and we will be there to confess the gospel.
Why is the government and why do they want to take the school?
They say something about public education, but they don't want the church in public acts. So they prefer the church in other parts. They usually send different material, LGTB or something like that. So they don't want the church in this area. Maybe they are trying to put in silence the church or put in another way, not in public, but in a private place. So we are working on to resist that.
So they see, make sure I understand here, they see education as a public act, a public duty that belongs to the government, and they don't want the church involved in that.
Okay. Yes, gotcha. They don't want the faith on that. They don't want Christian education on that. We have to ask to each parents, do you want Christian education? Because the government say that. We can not only give Christian education. We have to ask every father if they want that for the children. It's a law in Chile right now.
Oh, man.
It's difficult.
But it has, I mean, so the school, it's a large school, 1,200 students, you said. This has been a significant part of the ministry of the Confessional Lutheran Church in Chile, right?
Yes, it's the biggest property. We have 4 pastors in this area or 3 or 4 pastors in this area working. So it's a lot of history there. So we have a lot of students too. So the church starts there. Mm. So
let's move on to the next section of your presentation. You talked about disasters, and Chile has lots of disasters, you mentioned. What kind of disasters does Chile normally struggle with?
It's typical to have disasters like earthquakes, tsunami, fire. I usually work on that in a lot of years. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, it's easy to make a plan for disaster. And we have a church that usually make things with disaster response. So now we are trying to build new homes in a big area that was destroyed, a lot of houses.
Tell me about that disaster. There was a fire, right?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
It destroyed 1,200 houses.
12,000 houses,
yes.
Yeah.
So a lot of people move and they don't have homes, food, water, electricity.
I think you said 50,000 people, 50,000 were affected, right? Yeah, 50,000 people were affected.
So they don't have homes. They have the children's with problems, skin problems, cancer, after that, suicides, divorce. It's a lot of different problems that come together with this because they have problems, but when a big disaster comes, the problems are bigger. We are working to preach the gospel there. We put a pastor there, and we are working to give food and to repair homes there. And we are working with disaster response from LCMS too, because it's so big. It was so big we couldn't respond alone to this.
Yeah, I think we've covered that. So for those of you listening, we've covered this disaster in a couple of stories. You'll want to visit reporter.lcms.org and engage.lcms.org And I believe we have some photos of the recovery work and then some stories about the recovery work going on in Chile with the Confessional Lutheran Church in Chile. Last question here. You're here in Wittenberg with us, with these international partner churches, with your own partner churches as well. Can you explain why you find this conference helpful, both personally, and then what you can take home from this conference for the people of your church body?
So you can understand that you are not alone in the problem that you have, maybe other church have too, and you will find people who preach to help you in this darkness world, in the dark of this world. So we start to work together to put other churches, and we want to put a flower in the gate of the hell. Mm-hmm. So we are working on that.
You told me, you mentioned that, putting a flower in the gate of hell. We have 1 minute left. Can you explain what you mean by that?
So the gospel is very small sometimes, but God has promised to the church that they will save the people. So the church never see the power of himself, but we believe in the word of God, so we have to preach, and this flower will grow.
Thank you so much, President Lanterna, for your time. Thank you for joining us here on the podcast and the radio program.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks to our friend, Pastor Roy Askins, executive editor of the Lutheran Witness, for sharing the story with us today. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.